This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Vice Chancellor invited staff and students to engage in conversation at Student Center Foyer kaNtungqongqoshe kaGesu Ramakgopa uDumisa iNexa ngomshini wayo wokuqala wocwaningo lezenuse Africa. The time is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. The Vice-Chancellor of Mangosuthu University of Technology was cordially inviting all staff and students to join a special VC in conversation event today at the Student Center Foyer. The event was taking place from 9 o'clock to 12:30 p.m. and was promising to be an engaging platform for an open exchange of dialogue. This initiative was encouraging meaningful conversation between the university's leadership and its community members, fostering a collaborative environment to address important issues, share insight, and strengthen relationships within MUT. Umahlabela phambili inkampani yezenusi yaseNingizimu Afrika iNexa igubha iminyaka engu-60 yasungulwa kwe-reactor yayo yokuqala ye-nuclear iSafari 1. Lona ngumshini wokuqala wocwaningo lezenusi Afrika owethulwa ngo-1965. Lo mshini osendaweni yasePelandaba ngaphandle kwePitoli njengamanje ukhiqiza amasotopies ezenusi asetshenziswa ekutholeni nasekwelapheni umdlavuza emhlabeni jikelele. Ungqongqoshe kagesi namandla uRogoseto Ramakgopa udumisa umsebenzi owenziwa yiNexa.
60 years ago, I mean, this is one of the only 3 reactors that are active on the continent. Of course, the Egyptians are building theirs. I'm sure they'll be active in the next 3 or 4 years. 2 of those are known to the rest of South Africans. That is in Quebec, that is nuclear to power technology.
Ngamafuphi uthi lo ngomunye wama-reactor amathathu kuphela asebenza e-Afrika kanti abase-Egypt bakha uwabo futhi uthe uqinisekisile ukuthi uzobe ususebenza eminyakeni emithathu noma imine ezayo. Uphinde waveza ukuthi amabili ala ma-reactor aziwa ngabantu baseNingizimu Afrika okuwukuthi i-Gobek okuwubuchwepheshe bamandla e-nuclear. And finally, service providers for the KZN National School Nutrition Program have renewed calls for stricter financial oversight. The program received a budget increase of 33.3 million rand for the 2025-2026 financial year, resulting in an allocated total of 2.3 billion rand. The feeding scheme was rocked by supply scandal in recent years. Tabang Mwabe, who is with the Service Providers Association, said although they appreciate the boost, it is important that every cent goes toward the program. To recap your top story this hour, MUT VC or Vice Chancellor invited staff and students to engage in conversation at Student Center Foyer. kaNtungqongqoshe kaGesu Ramakgopa uDumisa iNexa ngomshini wayo wokuqala wocwaningo lwezenuse Africa. For your MUT Radio News, I am Lindelwa Maphumulo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.